Welcome to CME on ReachMD. This activity is provided by MedCon International. This episode is part of our Minute CE curriculum. Prior to beginning the activity, please be sure to review the faculty and commercial support disclosure statements, as well as the learning objectives.
So hi, everyone. This is CME on Pace CME and ReachMD, and I'm Dr. Barbara McGowan. Here with me today is Dr. Ana Cebrián Cuenca. So let's start by reviewing a case of a patient with obesity and complications, and then we'll discuss the optimal treatment plan. Over to you, Ana.
Thank you very much. I present you John. He's a 52 years old man, diagnosed with type 2 diabetes 10 years ago. He's actually with metformin, 2 grams per day, and also semaglutide, 0.25 milligrams per week, started 3 months ago, and after 4 weeks, up titrated to 0.5 milligrams per week. The situation is that he reports of occasional intense episode of nausea associated with eating rather large meals, including fatty foods. The A1C levels have improved from 8.1% to 7.3%, and weight decreased by nearly 4 kilograms.
Thanks, Ana. So what challenges did you encounter managing this case?
I think the most important challenges for you are the weight loss, address the nausea and the side effects. And I think it's also important that the concerns about long-term views and adherence for our patient. And assessing John's include weight and metabolic improvements. We must explore with him adverse events and explore also adherence and expectation, understanding John's motivations and barriers. And we can discuss with him, John, you've made a great progress. How are you feeling with the medication? Let's talk about any side effects and how they are affecting your daily life. What are your goals moving forward? Do you feel this treatment is sustainable for you? And we must also explore if nausea is limiting adherence, consider a slower titration or staying longer at a lower dose. If weight loss is plateauing, we must increase the dose. If the side effects persist, we must use also medication for address it. And if adherence is an issue, we must discuss the alternative dosing schedules.
Thank you, Anna. That's really useful information. So how did John get on?
And the patient began to apply eating habits, food composition, and lifestyle recommendation. He have started taking domperidone before main meals, and after 4 days, no longer needed. And at 6 months, decreased appetite without nausea reported. A1C levels continue to improve and weight continue to decline. So it is important. And my final message for this case for John are monitor response and adherence regularly, adjust doses based on effectiveness and side effects, and reinforce the message that long-term therapy is a key factor for sustained benefits.
Thank you, Ana. So it sounds that he did very well under your management. And I think the key takeaway points really are to discuss the side effects that patients are likely to experience on these medications, especially nausea, and to advise patients to eat smaller meals, to avoid fatty foods, to avoid spicy foods, to actually also avoid fizzy drinks, I think, and keep well hydrated. And hopefully this will improve their adherence and ultimately this will result in clinical effectiveness and improvement in health. So thank you very much for that. I hope that you've all enjoyed this session and you've taken away some good learning points. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have been listening to CME on ReachMD. This activity is provided by MedCon International and is part of our Minute CE curriculum. To receive your free CME credit or to download this activity, go to reachmd.com/CME. Thank you for listening.